Okay, Danica.
Well, yeah, I mean, as I'm listening, a report is not necessarily the way to go, but there have been things that that need to happen that have not happened. And so, for example, who are the officers of the different committees? It's not known by many people who the officers are, and that except for within the committee, I guess. And so what I probably will do instead then is write up a motion to address this kind of thing.
Okay. Lydia?
I can also ask the committee chairs to include that information in their report.
That's good.
Okay.
Because I think is a valid point. I had to scrounge around to find out, and not all of the committees have even elected their chairs yet. But anyway, go ahead.
Janica, you had a second item?
Okay, so the second is kind of in line with other agendas, recent agendas, where there's been a special order of business. And so in this case, there would be special orders of business, and I'm suggesting four under that category. In other words, have that category in the agenda. Ratification of PNB officers elected since the last in-person meeting, and I have a board orientation. I couldn't find where that was in Lydia's agenda. And make strategic planning a special order of business, and then the NES report be also in that category.
Any feedback on that first one, that first item of ratifying? I don't know if that's required under the bylaws, but let's hear feedback from the committee on that one.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
It's not required in the bylaws, and once you're elected and once you're seated at the board meeting, that's like it, especially since none of these have been challenged, none of these elections. This is something I know Terry Goodman here at KTSK has recommended. It doesn't hurt, but I wouldn't take up the time at the beginning of the meeting. If we have time at the end, it doesn't hurt anything. It's a poor pro forma type of thing, not required by anybody in the world that I can think of. But it might be that the Trustee General says something about it in Roberts, but other than that, the bylaws do not require that. The bylaws are very clear about the election, the results in the seating of a director. But I wouldn't object to it as long as it's at the end, time allowing.
Adriana, you had some comments?
Yes. What I see there
is ratification, and I personally don't believe that there's any need for ratification. We elect authorities in the right way with the proper procedures. We certify those elections, and those are our officers. I personally don't think that the only thing that could produce is one thing, if we have it in writing, the names of all the people and the officers, that makes sense. But the ratification means that, we can open, we'll start again discussing, or we open the option to people to start discussing who we elect or not, if it's good, if it's not, what we will change. I don't understand the idea of that specific issue. Ratification, I don't think that we have to ratify any authority because we already did it. And we certify it, and we are living with whatever decisions we make.
Janet Kay, can I clarify?
Yes, Janet Kay, you want to clarify something?
Yeah, I mean, I included this for this very reason that Lydia described, that Terry Goodman had put this out, that the election was done by email. So there's something about this an in-person meeting ratifying it, ratifying the results as pro forma, as Lydia said. That's what I had in mind.
Serene to the staff.
We had Benito, then Serene. Benito.
Yeah, number one, I tend to agree with Adriana. You know, I think certain individuals, this would open itself up to certain individuals having a field day, you know, playing all kind of mischief. So, I don't know. And and that's point one. Point two, with regard to, it's just a question, really. I don't understand these other 2 points in terms of special orders of business. And maybe I don't know what special orders of business is. Maybe, Janet, you could define that. But it's just that we have both the NEM report and strategic planning is on the agenda as it is, so I don't know what your purpose is here.
May I respond?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, Jenica.
Oh, just to it would be a way to categorize a number of these items in the meetings we've been having. The agendas, there've been reports, you know, ED reports, etc., and then some special thing that the board needs to deal with that is it's a special thing that needs to be taken care of at the time. And then there we would have old business and then new business. So rather than, you know, so it's just a way of categorizing.
Okay.
Well, I don't understand, Janet. It's so those two items are already on the agenda.
Right. But what I'm saying is they would be all under special, you know, this category. It would be just a way of reorganizing the agenda. That's all.
As opposed to being under old or new business is what you're saying.
Or just standalone items, which is how they are now. In the draft.
Okay. Serene.
Never mind.
Serene.
Never mind. Thank you.
Any other comments on these items? Just my comment. I, too, have reservation about the ratification of office. I understand the ceremonial aspect of it, but... I agree with Adrian and Benita. It does open up an opportunity to, even though it's ceremony, what happens if it's not ratified? Do we renew elections? But I'm just curious. I have, you know, concerns about that issue too. Any other comments on those items?
Point of information?
Yes, Janet K.
So if that particular one was removed and just the other three or even two, whatever. So just the category of special orders of business.
I would have to think about ratifying the officers, but we can take that one out. But we have other comments. Yes, Lydia.
Yeah, okay. So, everyone knows what I feel about the Krusty General. So I like to keep, especially for in-person meetings, I like to keep the visual of the agenda as clear and as simple as possible. I realize that the categories might be useful to somebody, but what is really useful is how we progress through the day and what business we get done. The less, to me, this is just personal, to me, as chair, the easiest way to go is to have the adaptability of being able to place items where they make the most sense in relation to other items. For example, as I said, even though the finance committees report could go under the committee report, because we are going to have a strategic session on Friday. And by the way, that's already the part of the strategic planning, Janet, of your list already. That's what that is, really. And that those having the financial report from the Finance Committee can contribute to that in a concrete way. So having the facility of that with the agenda, to me, is far more important than the cosmetics of it, or even, you know, the filing of it, as you see titled and so forth as the filing cabinet, as I do. But, you know, so I anything that's not necessary, I tend to kick out. Anything that has extra words, I want to remove the extra words. That's just my personal philosophy to get through things. And because also visually, when you're sitting there and you have complicated agendas, not that that's complicated. I understand it, and it is supported by Robert's Rules. But, you know, unless the body vehemently objects, I would choose to just move the agenda as it is, with the necessary corrections, of course. Anyway, that's just my opinion.
Who was that?
Serene.
Serene, yes.
Okay, so the only thing that I see here that really needs to be set in concrete, if you will, is the NES, the report from the Elections Committee and the NES, because it is a weekend and presumably those people have things they want to do. That is the only thing that of the two suggestions that we received, that is the only thing I would think really needs to be part of the plan. Thanks.
Well, that's in there already. Yeah. That's on the agenda. That's on the agenda together. And I think that was one of the questions, though, whether to have the NES before or after the election committee. I placed it on the agenda before the elections committee report and motions to be passed by that. But I've heard some would prefer after, so that would be important to chime in on. Other than that, it's already on the agenda.
Yeah, I see that it's there for 1 o'clock. I'm saying that's the only thing that I think should be inflexible, as we've given them, you know, the commitment, and they're going to make themselves available for it.
Oh, I see. Yes. I'm trying to put actual time next to the people that need to know the time, and those are staff presentations. We might Skype in the archives. The affiliates director. I mean, I don't know that yet. Whoever we Skype in, you have to have a finite time, and then we can, you know, continue and go back to where we were. But I think we have to stick to actual time commitments as opposed to the general, you know, 5 minutes or whatever. And I agree with Serene. If we say 1 o'clock, that's what it needs to be. Or if we say 1:30, whatever. Thank you.
Adriana?
Any other? Adriana, yes.
Yes. I understand that Janet wants a format or a form that is specific. What I want, I mean, this will be my second in-person meeting. What we know, I mean, not the PAB, but we have it obviously in the LSD every month. The reality is that an agenda is just that agenda for the body to change its wishes at the time that happens. I personally don't see the value of adding any format that will add. I think that I agree with Lily on that. I mean, the simpler, the easier. If not, will be a bunch of discussion about form, about what should or shouldn't. And we waste our time. We have a short period of time to be together and to try to do what we cannot accomplish through the phone, because exactly that. Take time and back and forth and ask for the floor. The in-person meetings are important in that sense. And I don't think that we need to be that precise. Obviously, with the time that people are in Skype or will communicate with us, obviously. But the risk will be modified every day that we know that happened. At the beginning of that session, open or executive, it's always like that. I mean, we should prepare that draft agendas that the body modified at their wishes. And that's why I don't think that it's so important that we sign up with that with just definition. Most of the items there, Janet, the one that you put there, are already on the agenda with a specific time. That's why I don't believe that it's important to add it. Okay.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
I would like some advice on a couple of the issues that I have raised as questions that I don't have a strong opinion about. One is, do people prefer having the motions embedded? I embedded the programming motions just so that you could get a sense of what that does to an agenda, because I'll be getting more from the committees. Or is it easier for members to have all the motions as appendix?
Point of order.
Margie has a question.
Lydia, before we get to that, can we resolve these Janet K. recommendations? But Janet K., what's your point of order?
Well, that's what I was going to say, but I also would like to speak one more time about what this particular motion is or request.
Let's resolve these recommendations.
Yeah, that's right. I apologize.
And then we'll get to that, Lydia. And then, Margie, you had a question?
No, I had a question about what Lydia said. I'll wait till this is over.
Okay.
So can I just explain one more?
Yeah, Janet K.
Thank you. Okay. I mean, this is not a really major issue. It's just my memory from last year when the in-person meeting, the agenda was so long and then the agenda kept changing and it was very hard to keep track and moving this thing here and whatever. This having this category would help to place items before, after, you know, before the old business, or part of old business, part of new business, whatever, or after special orders of business. Anyway, that was my intention, to make it easier to change the agenda.
Point of information.
Lydia.
Is John Gary on the call?
John Gary is on the call. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What would be, and you've been listening to the discussion, is there anything more or less helpful about having the category of special orders of business for you?
Well, it's a good thing for certain timed items that you're aware of, public comment and the call-ins, and the LSBs, just so, I mean, it would be the same as you've had in previous meetings, just that people, everyone can expect when guests can speak and that you adhere to that. It would be no different than the previous meetings that I'm aware of. It's helpful.
She's saying, for example, we have a category for old business, new business, and anything that doesn't fall under those categories or committee reports, you know, things that are already established. For example, the report from the National Election Supervisor would be a special order of business, things like that. So do you think it warrants an additional category? Does it affect your the way you take the minutes at all? Is it helpful or is it
No, it's only helpful for the board's timing. It doesn't affect the recording secretary. It making things special orders just dictates when things happen, and that just dictates when things happen.
Okay,
which is a board responsibility.
Okay, thank you.
And my comment on that, once again, I don't have a problem with that categorization, but I do think this ratification of officers will reopen a whole new election debate. And I think that would take up a lot of time and be used as an opportunity for protest. My only reservation.
So you're amending this to remove that.
Yes, I would remove that because I think it's a very contentious. Elections are usually the most contentious part of these in-person meetings and creates a lot of tension. And I think that's an opportunity to reopen that issue.
And, okay.
And to bash offices that they don't like. So I think it's going to be a very time-consuming opportunity. So that, yeah, I would recommend the removal of that.
Serene for the staff, please.
Sure,
Janet. Yeah, Serene. Serene.
So I think certainly the chair needs to have a note, and the secretary needs to have a note so the chair can be nudged. I don't really think we need to have an agenda within an agenda. Things that are special order or of a particular that must happen at a particular time can simply be bolded or shaded or colored orange on our agenda. But I'm certain it's not worth another 5 minutes of discussion. Respectfully.
Benito and Benito.
I agree with Serene and Lydia. You know, I think that the more streamlined and easy the less categories we have, the easier it is to follow the order of the agenda.
The best business.
And so. I mean, I'm not going to have a heart attack about it one way or the other, except for, as Tony said and Adriana said, the ratification business. But I just think it's easier. You got old business, you got new business, that's it, let it roll.
Okay.
I think Fred's going to be here in a few minutes.
Who is that?
George, you need to mute.
Can
everybody mute their phone? Okay, is there the recommendation was to remove that ratification of the officer's part. I don't know if there's objection. Janet Kay, how did you feel about that?
I have no objection.
Okay. So without objection, we can move forward with those recommendations.
There is objection.
No, I'm sorry. Yes, please. May I?
But I made a recommendation to remove that. Someone objected to that?
Serene first and then Benito.
Yeah, Serene?
What I intended to convey was that looking at item one and looking at item two, the only thing that needs to stay in place is that needs to be part of the agenda in terms of any special focus. Well, the ratification doesn't belong there at all. It's, you know, it's a frill. We don't want to start a precedent with frills. The only thing that we need to do anything about is the NES report, because that's for a fixed time. Lydia has already discussed the board orientation package, and folks have been on the board for 5 years. So, sure, we can put it in writing. We had an orientation package this committee was discussing 3 months ago. You know, so put it in the package, but I don't know that we need to carve out a special time for it to happen.
Okay, so you're just recommending the NES report.
In items one and two, there are five things. I'm recommending the retention of the NES report only.
Okay, the recommending of that report only for the special order.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Yeah, okay. The NES report is already in the agenda, so my question still remains, which is, I guess, now can be part of these items. My question still remains, should it be before or after the elections committee report and subsequent motions in that report?
I would say after, because she can listen online to that. We only have her for 30 minutes.
Okay.
So,
and that's flexible too, by the way. You know, we should whoever is going to communicate with her, and I guess we have to work that out. I guess it would be John. It would be
is to tell her she should allow an hour in case there are a lot of questions and we have to extend.
Okay, so the recommendation is the only special order is the NES report, as I understand it. Janet K., did you have a problem with that, or you have reservations about that?
No, but I mean, it's like it's going to be highlighted and bolded and whatever, as opposed to just categorized as a special order of business. I don't think that's
okay.
A biggie, and however Lydia wants to do it.
Okay. So we'll, that's how we'll deal with that. Lydia got, I'm sure Lydia is taking notes on that. The next issue we have with Lydia and Rico, could you bring
No. I have a third one.
I have a point of information.
What was your third one, Janet? And then we'll
the third
Lisa.
One is to schedule one break period each day for 30 minutes, in addition to meals and short. Well, I don't even see any short
breaks. One break period each day for 30 minutes.
Yeah, or extend lunch by 30 minutes so people can get some fresh air, and or maybe people would want a caucus or something. But anyway.
Yes. Let's hear Lydia, then we hear Adriana response to that.
I don't feel too strongly one way or another. I mean, I think it's very hard to sit there for 5 hours or whatever, for even 4 hours, without getting up and stretching. But I wouldn't object to us getting up and doing that, stretching every once an hour or something like that. But once you have a break in between, if it's in between, and I know Janet is saying not necessarily in between, but if we do it in between, which I think is the most valuable, but it's also the most difficult to get people to settle down and get back into their seats, and then you end up with an hour as opposed to half an hour. So I would object to it being in between the meetings, but I wouldn't object to my announcing once an hour. By the way, I want to clarify also that Tony and I had discussed that we'll be alternating chairing, because it's a lot to chair for 3 days nonstop, and in particular he may be chairing the executive sessions, given his professional area of expertise. And but nevertheless... But we can announce for people to get up and stretch, and of course people will be walking down the hall to go to the restrooms and so forth, and into the next room to get something to drink. So there are opportunities to walk around. I also want to announce to everyone, we do have a little patio next to the meeting rooms, and I strongly recommend that people do not use that patio. I'll certainly announce it during the meeting to smoke. Because we had an occasion where someone was smoking there and it came right into the meeting room, so they need to literally go outside of the building. But that aside, in terms of making the lunch longer, I wouldn't oppose extending it 15 minutes, but I think half an hour and a half would be too long. But that's just me.
Adriana? Yeah. Serene, you had a point of information?
I can wait for Adriana.
Yeah, Adriana.
Well, I too agree that, like Lydia said, we can take, if we think in a specific moment that we need it, we can ask for that at the meeting, but we don't need to put, I mean, we have so limited time. We're spending a bunch of money that the foundation really needs to accomplish things. I agree that if we, during the meeting, we need, for whatever reason, any one of us or all of us decide that we need something else, we can handle that there. We don't need to put a specific 30 minutes every day take out for that. I believe certainly that it's a waste of time. I don't agree. And I think that will be more wasting time, that's it. Because it's 30 minutes, but then you need to corral everybody to come back. You know, it's never that easy, and we know. We were in other meetings, and we know how this works. It's a waste of time. Thank you.
Okay, we had Benito, then Serene.
And then Janet Kay.
Then Janet Kay.
Yeah, I wanted to do things to weigh in on this, and I had a point of information. So I agree with Adriana and Lydia on this. You know, it's just too problematic. 5 minutes. Give everybody 5 minutes. Every hour or hour and a half or whatever the case may be, doesn't matter. But if you let people walk around, that's just going to cause a bunch of problems. Give them the opportunity to walk around. You know, that's the problem. So that's my point. And then the point of information was that Lydia had asked a while back what did people think about whether or not the motion should be put inside the body of the agenda. Frankly, I had to step away for a second, and so I didn't hear everything. So was that resolved?
No, we were going to discuss that as soon as Janet Kay had this one other item, and once we finished with that, we're going to get back to that.
Okay.
Serene.
So is there a park, like, within a couple of blocks of there, Lydia?
There is.
Okay. Yeah, I think we can...
Less than 2 blocks. It's actually just a block away. And I was also just thinking as people were talking to... when I said what I said before, it's not like I disagree with it, because I think we think better when we've had... been able to shake things off. Just sitting there, you can practically either doze off or get stiff. I have a lot of neck and back problems, so it's hard for me to sit all that time. And so then I thought, wow, maybe I'll have our physical therapists that are upstairs in the building come down, give us a few exercises in place. And I do think, as I said, I would not object to adding some time to lunch where people can walk over to the park. It's less than a block away.
Okay, yeah, so I would go with extending lunch slightly, keeping in mind that we never stick to a one-hour lunch when we say 1 hour anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, but no, a separate break, especially when you consider that folks never get, that most folks do not get back on time. That 30-minute break is going to cost us an hour, and I'll have enough trouble adjusting to the three-hour difference. I want to work mm-hmm. while I'm awake as much as possible.
Okay.
George?
Janet, does that sound reasonable?
Well, let George.
George, you have. I agree. It's very difficult for people to get back from breaks, but mainly I have to say I have to leave the call. I've got somebody coming over that I need to work with, and I'm leaving town tomorrow. So good night all for me.
Okay. Stay in touch.
Will do.
Good night.
All right. Janet Kay, you had, what was your
okay,
yeah.
So extending lunch by 15 minutes would be fine, if that's, you know, a compromise. I also, I mean, I just want to say that any stretching, you know, the 1 minute stretch inside, you know, you can't leave. I support that. I some of this is motivated by my own personal or my role being the secretary, because the secretary has to be, or there has to be somebody there all the time, you know, if there's a vote and all that. And so I hope that I can, John, Gary, and I will probably be able to work something out for calling the roll for votes if I'm not there, or
Brenda.
Right. So anyway,
three secretaries.
All right.
And if I may, the patio that we have is lovely. A lot of people eat lunch out there, and so, you know, feel free to go out there and get a breath of fresh, very fresh LA air.
Okay.
But there are plenty of plants out there, so it should be fresher air.
Yeah. Let's move on to the issue, Lydia, you brought up in terms of the motions.
Yes. So how do people feel? Do they like the motions, some of which are lengthy, embedded into the agenda, or do you want to just have a clean agenda with just the titles of the motion, and then you go to the appendix to look them up. Again, I have no strong preference, but...
Margie has a comment on this.
Yes, Margie.
So here's the problem. I would prefer to have the motions embedded in the agenda, but my experience, I've only been to two in-person PMB meetings, and my experience is that things get moved around. And so what I would like is rather than have the motion embedded either in the agenda or in the committee report, to have a separate section for motions, and that they be that you create a type of an order. Well, I'm sorry about that. I don't know why that's happening.
Could everyone mute their phone and turn their speaker off? We have an echo.
It might be my phone because I was on mute before I started talking. Anyway, that we have a special section in the booklet that says motions, and so separate from the reports and not embedded in the agenda. That's my suggestion.
Okay, any more comments on that recommendation?
Benito.
Lydia.
Benito, and then we have Lydia.
In a lot of ways, I can see why visually it's better to have the motions separate. But personally, I prefer in the body. I think it's easy to read and keep track of. I wouldn't have an objection to putting it in an appendix, let's say. I know Janet Kay does that. You know, appendix to the agenda, so you can see it right away on the next page. That's cool too. I'm concerned. If I don't know, maybe Margie, I might not have understood your proposal. But if we have to go to the board report book to find these motions, it's gonna take time looking for the stuff. So that might be problematic. So I would say either in the body or, as Jenna Kay has done on several occasions, you know, you would have the straight agenda clean, and then on the next page you have an appendix, and you have 1, 2, 3, you have a motion.
Okay.
Okay, so Lydia? This is Lydia.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to include the motions in the agenda, and maybe John and all of us can alternate, and between myself and the three secretaries can alternate to update the agendas. Like every day we're going to have to adjust the agendas as we don't get to other business so that we have free and fresh and accurate agendas the next day. John is very familiar with my copier here, so I think we can manage that. What do you think, John? John?
Which John?
Oh, sorry. John Gary.
And Janet Kay, I'd like to, I have a point of information.
So yes, yeah, we can. John Gary and then Janet Kay, your point. John Gary, did you want to respond to that?
Yes, we'll try to update the agenda as best we can, absolutely.
Thank you.
John, tell you what's your question?
Well, I understand, Lydia, what your point is. It's just I don't know when that would be happening. I mean, we have a full day of doing things, and when would this updating take place?
Okay, so let me... Just very briefly, here at KPFK, because we have the extraordinary luxury of having John Gary, I might add, our meetings end and he stays and, you know, within minutes he revises agendas and minutes and everything, and then we get everything in a very timely fashion. And so I think we can, I think we'll try to manage that. And we didn't get to Saturday night. Did we?
I'm leaving it flexible, so there might not even be anything on Saturday night. There you go.
Right, but so if John Gary is willing to do this, that's great. I mean, I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Well, it would at least be John Gary, myself, and Brenda, because you're probably going to be exhausted. Okay.
We'll work something out, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we'll move on to any comments on the orientation package. That's the next item we want to. Any comments, comments on that? Yes, Benito?
Yeah, before we move on. For whatever it's worth, and it's a good thing that we're doing this meeting by phone, so hey, can't nobody hit me. But if we're going to spend time and the money to do this meeting, then I think that we should try to get the most out of it. So in terms of work, and although I understand socializing is just as important and sometimes more important. So I think there's maybe we could do half and half, and like, you know, have a short session in Saturday evening and make sure we end early, you know, is what I would suggest.
I'm sorry, what did you say? At the end?
Maybe we could do a brief session on Saturday evening, so as to do a little bit more work, but make sure that there's a time certain. I don't know what it should be, but that we're in early enough so that I have folks can show.
And I just want to say that I am inclined. I do want to make a note about Saturday. However, if we have what I did not order was dinner for Saturday night, because I didn't know whether we would be meeting or if people are going to want to eat out themselves and pick a place. In which case, I will also get some cash for per diem, which has been the case when we don't provide the dinner. If we provide the dinner here, you know, then A, that takes care of dinner, and we can continue with the meeting if we so choose. So those are decisions we'll have to make probably early in the meeting once we approve the agenda.
I personally think that scheduling something Saturday evening would be not a good idea, but that's just one guy's opinion.
Okay, I will provide also a list of restaurants. Like, we'll have a lot of cars here. We have a downtown Culver City that has all these, you know, great little restaurants. Also, Sarah's will be open. So there are, like, some options, because sometimes, you know, a change of scenery. And our socializing in Pacifica usually is about Pacifica business. So it's not entirely like a... But, you know, we might need a change of pace. As I said last time, it was not productive. A whole bunch of us cut up our evening, went all the way back to the hotel to have a meeting, and the other half had already had their dinner and wine, and nobody was, like, in any mood to continue. We got nothing done except to waste a perfectly good evening. But again, that's just my opinion. But we will have that option and have the full board input on that. And what, as I said, what we could do is simply extend the Saturday night meeting by an hour or something, and that still gets us out in time to do whatever.
Janet Kay?
Yes, Janet Kay.
Yes, I would not like to do business into the evening. I think what Lydia just suggested, possibly extending 1 hour, and maybe that can even happen during the meeting, that there would be an extension, but people would know that, or that could happen. But I would be against having more, having an after dinner meeting.
Okay. Well, we can discuss that when we approve the agenda, I think.
Yes. So let's any comments on the orientation package? I assume we have that already together. Any comments or recommendations on that?
Janet Kay. Tony, this is Margie. I'm just telling you that I have to get off the call now. I have something else I have to do this evening.
Yes, we should try to wrap this up. I know we're well past our time. So
yeah,
we're
John Proffitt, I have to do it with Margie also, so I'll have to be leaving fairly quickly.
Yeah. So let's try to wrap this up in the next 5 or 10 minutes. We don't have a whole lot left. Just the orientation package and then
Janet Kay, point of information.
Yes, Janet Kay, you had a point of information.
Yeah, so last year there was a little set of pages that were distributed with some of the Robert's Rules things. I mean, it's a small document. Were you planning to include that?
No.
I think it's useful.
I didn't think that was – I did not find it to be useful. I mean, I think everyone should have the 11th edition of Robert's Rules. I think people should go to the robertsrules.com or .org, whatever it is, and it has frequently asked questions. Those are the most frequently asked questions. I found those to be useful. But, you know, with our group, I don't think so. I didn't think that it addressed the things that have come up most commonly. And right now, I actually think we have two people, at the very least. We have George, we have Brian, we have actually Tony's very good with Robert's Rules. A lot of people, several people are good at Robert's Rules. I don't think that that's as much of a problem. You know, we have a couple of issues, but nothing like before. So I just don't want to burden people with a lot of paper that's unnecessary. That's just my opinion, but other people may feel differently.
Adriana?
Okay. Yes, Adriana.
Yes. I believe that the people I have, and I believe that it's the responsibility of the LSB and PNB members to have, if they want to discuss anything, they, you know, what we cannot do, this is not in a school. We can have our own. I have mine. I bought it because I was thinking that was useful. I have our rule of order. Everybody can have that by themselves. We have the obligation to know our bylaws. What I don't like, that it's like we are pampering, you know, the members. I mean, if you are really interested to do something, go and check. If you don't, ask the question, and if somebody can answer you, that's fine. We don't need to go overboard trying to see if somebody wants to put something there or want to discuss something. Robert Rules Order is really complicated and have a bunch of articles, but everybody is allowed to have their own and present whatever they want. We don't need to make a school from the PNB. And I think that probably is what happened. We see it in our teleconferences. People start asking, oh, I want that. Oh, no, tell me where, in which page. That is ridiculous. I mean, if you have, you need to prove that what you are saying is supported for some rules. If you don't have it, do not discuss it. I think that it's one of the things that aggravate me about the how we conduct business. You know, because people is putting the burden of proof in the accuser. That is the way that should be. We do the other way. You know, I just want to make a question. You prove me wrong. No.
Okay. Any pressing more comments on the orientation?
Tony, I don't have anything on the orientation package. I have a quick comment I'd like to make before we close.
I have something on orientation, if I may.
Okay. Yeah, let's hear from Serene and then Benito.
Okay.
Yes,
so what we had been discussing, I think back in February or March, was a modification of something that was presented in 2013, I think. Anyway, whatever. But it sort of gives you the details about who's who at each station, the breakdown of the management staff. I think it may be useful for directors to have that. I don't remember what state we left it in. I know I sent something out and someone had responded, and I don't know what became of that. But if someone wants to undertake that project, I think it would be good for directors to have that, the physical location, the website, and so forth for each of the 7 units. I don't remember what else was in that package. It's been a while.
Janet K.
Okay.
I remember.
Yeah, Janet K.
I think it was also what the lists, the various lists are and what they're about.
What the various what?
Lists, the PNB list. Is PNB at certificate.org? What is that different from this, from that, whatever? You know, there are like 3 different lists and what makes them unique. And,
oh, I would never go there.
Okay.
Okay, but that was part of that.
So who sent that? That was Shireen. Who
it
sent
was
it
Shireen,
out? Right.
And then I, you know, I also
you did the list.
Added.
Yeah.
No. Shireen also did, but I mean, it was just clarifying those lists.
I'll tell you why I think it's helpful, though, Lydia, to have.
I didn't specifically.
No, I don't object. I just have to figure out where to look for it so I can.
It says the caption it was being circulated under, the subject line was orientation package. So
okay.
You can search your email for that. But
yeah.
It's important
okay.
Because people have been sending.
No, I agree.
Like crazy.
Yeah.
I don't need to read your opinion 5 times.
I know.
Okay. Benito, you had a comment?
Yeah. Just an observation that I noticed that there are no lawyers or legal issues or matters on the agenda. So I would take that as a perfect example. I think that demonstrates some progress during this past year.
Very funny.
We should congratulate ourselves.
Everything.
This is Lydia.
I know, it's the open
Lydia,
agenda.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia.
This is an open agenda. If you will notice on the agenda, we have a series of executive sessions.
I hear you.
Okay. Thank you. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah, the last item, I think we all agree that we all necessarily need a coordinated committee report. I mean, as Janet King stated, the meeting itself could be the coordinating committee report, so I don't think we'll have a lot to be reporting on.
No, but I would like to add some. If I may, I'd like to add something for the next agenda.
Yes.
The coordinating committee, there's a motion from way back, and it was practiced for some time, that the coordinating committee was charged with reviewing contracts and very specific contracts. And we haven't been doing that. And the reason for that is pardon?
Yes.
And the reason for that is because both the executive director and the CFO are members of the coordinating committee, and they're usually the ones that approve these. Anyway, so I would like to revisit that motion, to see if it needs to be updated and to see if we want to continue the practice or, I mean, I think we should, but nevertheless, just add it to our agenda for the next coordinating committee. That's all.
Is it possible we could, well, I guess, yeah. I don't guess we'll have any time in in-person meeting to discuss that or bring it up and take care of it there. But yeah, well, that's no problem adding it to our next agenda.
Yeah, it requires some discussion is actually
okay.
The thing. If it was ready to go, then I'd be thrilled, but unfortunately. Okay.
Janet
okay.
Kay?
Yes, Janet Kay.
Okay, so that also brings up when do we schedule the next coordinating committee, and we don't have to do that tonight, but that needs to, we have to figure out how and when we will even.
Yeah, I was going to wait until after the in-person meeting and we'll schedule something.
Right. Okay, right. But, and I hate to bring bringing this up, you're going to hate me for bringing this up. I'm wondering about the idea of when the next in-person meeting, you know, like usually at different committee meetings or whatever you schedule. Well, except that, one of the things that we didn't address, I think, in this agenda was scheduling regular PNB meetings or scheduling PNB meetings, period, in at the in-person meeting. And then when would the next in-person meeting be? But that's, you know, there's the bylaws amendment. Let me finish. Right. But just, you know, it's just we have the bylaws. Right. But, you know, these are things we need to think about, and people have wanted to be able to have their, you know, regular schedule, somewhat regular schedule.
Okay, yes. Those are items
isn't that,
definitely.
I think, right, and I think that, well, this committee approved a motion back in March about the scheduling PNB meetings, and maybe that should be one of the motions for the coordinating committee included. And I think Lydia,
definitely items we can put on our next agenda at the top of our next agenda.
No. I'm talking about to be part of the in-person meeting agenda.
This is Lydia.
Well, yes, Lydia.
The first Thursday of July is the long July the 4th weekend. So that's when we had scheduled. So we'll have to reschedule that July meeting, maybe make it the second Thursday, and then try to keep to the first Thursday of the following month.
Right, but my point is that there was a motion by this committee to schedule in-person meeting. I'm sorry, PNB meetings, telephonic or whatever, and it would need to be revised because it's like really old. But that probably should be part of the in-person agenda.
I thought we passed it. I thought you said we passed it at the in-person
at this committee meeting, but not at the in-person meeting. Not the PNB meeting. No, the PNB did not approve that.
Oh, that was my question.
This committee,
right. That's what I meant.
Right. Yeah, it's just
it did not.
Right.
Okay. Send me that motion. If somebody can send me that motion,
I did. All right, I'll resend it.
Yes, please resend it, and I'll add it to the agenda. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, and that wraps us up for tonight.
Okay, thank you, everybody.
Thank you all. We'll see you all next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
Good night.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. See you in L.A.
Good night, yes. Yeah.